This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And away we go. So I got something interesting for you. The one thing we all find very interesting is
money,
especially in sports. So don't roll your eyes when the topic becomes the recent Triple Crown champion, Justify, won the Belmont Stakes. New York Times did a really interesting piece, and it's all about money. And a lot of people have the question, every year we do the Triple Crown shows, well, why don't the horses stay around? How come they don't keep racing? This gives you your answer. So it's wild. But I want to show you how crazy the money is and how it makes no sense for Justify to ever take another step on a racetrack, even if he will. But the New York Times did a really, really good piece, and I thought it was appropriate. Let me read you a couple of snippets. Justify, who never raced until this year, undefeated, already earned $3.8 million on the track. Now, you think if a horse wins the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont, he's won a ton of money, right? $3.8 million. Remember, you see those big purses, you're only getting 60%. So at the track, it's nothing grandiose, even though he's won in sequence the three biggest races and has accomplished this thing that, although many of you don't like horse racing or don't know about it, is truly hard to accomplish. It's incredible. It's historical. $3.8 million. Doesn't sound like much. It's because it's not. The point is, the question looms as to what will Justify and his owners do. The risk of injury could derail his future as a sire is always present on the track. The cost to insure a horse of his stature is astronomical. How astronomical? Perhaps as much as 5% of his current estimated value. Do you know what this horse's estimated value is? Approaching $100 million. Think that over for a second. Now, here's the key. Let me go backwards before we go forward. As the New York Times states, you consider the money that's at stake. The first year after winning a Triple Crown, American Pharoah commanded $200,000 a stud fee in the United States. And a horse can cover, have sex with, let's say 150 female horses, mares. That's $30 million a year. Oh, and then, by the way, the horse, American Pharoah, got on a plane and went down to Australia in the fall, commanding $50,000 per, and made some moolah there. You are talking hundreds of millions of dollars if the horse ends up being a good sire. I digress. If you go back to 2015, just to show you how wrong Ahmed Zayat did it, Zayat sold the breeding rights to American Pharoah before any of the Triple Crown races had been run. He got $10 million. Now, that sounds great, right? I made $10 million. Had he waited, you'd be talking about the figures I'm about to lay on you for Justify. We'll get to that in a minute. But when you're wondering, why did American Pharoah continue to race? There's part of the reason. With $10 million in the hold, going out and racing in the Travers for 1.25 or the Haskell or these other million-dollar races actually hold some value because you're trying to put a few more million dollars in a bank. You only sold it for $10 million. A lot of money, but at $10 million, if I can add another two, it's 20%. But if I made $80 million on his breeding rights, another mill don't make a damn difference. So we got to see more of American Pharoah. Now, as the New York Times writes, in the case of Justify, the math is totally different. After the Derby, they brokered a deal for his breeding rights at $60 million. 60. And there are reports that there was a bonus if he ran the Triple Crown and won all three. There was a bonus between $15 and $25 million on top of that. You are talking about the breeding rights for Justify being sold for between $75 and $85 million. Remember what we talked about, how he only had 3.8 winning the three big races? The business of this is upside down. All of the money is off the track. If Justify goes out and takes a bad step, it could not only end his career as a sire, it could end his life. There, you can't justify. Now, you can absolutely insure the horse. I get it. But remember, you'll be shelling out millions of dollars, millions upon millions of dollars. Again, people in racing with knowledge of the deal said it included a bonus between $15 and $25 million, and it allowed multiple owners to retain shares in the horse when it begins its career as a sire. And a bunch of people own this horse. Windstar owns a piece. Starlight Racing owns a piece. China Racing Club owns a piece. I mean, listen, this is how it's done at the big levels. Everybody buys in so they can get a piece. I mean, you saw it was wearing different silks, right? Like, if you guys watched the Triple Crown, all of a sudden, why is Justify wearing red silks with yellow stars on it? Because a deal was brokered by China Racing Club to switch the silks to their flag, so to speak, for the Belmont Stakes. Like, everything is brokered. Everything is monetized. But the money behind the machine has nothing to do with the racing at all. So while I, look, would Justify be great for the sport to keep running? Take the next month or so off, 2 months, come back for the Haskell, either the Haskell's July 29th at Monmouth, that's a $1 million race, or wait till August 25th and race at the Travers, which is the Summer Derby at Saratoga, that's $1.25 million. Yeah, it'd be great for the sport. Would I do it? Absolutely not. Would it be great for Justify to go to the Breeders' Cup November 2nd and 3rd this year? I think it's in Kentucky on the rotation. Yeah, it'd be unbelievable for the sport. Would I do it? Bleep no. Same thing. Would I love to see Justify run in the Pegasus Cup down at Gulfstream in January? Could Justify, much like American Pharoah, build the profile of the sport? Yes. But those days are done. They're done. I mean, Affirmed, I think, won the Triple Crown in what was it, 78 or whatever it is? Check it. But, like, Affirmed went on to be a champion four-year-old. Those days are done. Because the business side has just, we've lost cabin pressure. Part of horse racing's problem is we can't keep the superstars running because they are worth exponentially more by not running. Whether they are a female and you sell them as a broodmare, or whether they are a colt and you sell them as a sire, a stallion. There's just not enough money at the track to compel people to run. So when you look at behind the scenes and you look at kind of why American Pharoah kept running, I mean, look, Ahmed Zayat has never met a camera he didn't like. Loved the attention and already had brokered a bad deal, even though it's $10 million, could make millions more at the track. But mind you, here's the other dirty secret. Let's say you keep running. Let's say you do right by the sport. If you lose, you hurt your ability to charge the premium. Remember, you're going to stud sight unseen. Nobody knows if you're going to produce unbelievable horses. Just because you were a champ at the track, it don't mean you're going to be some great sire. But when you look at that money, can you imagine? As much as $85 million in the bank right now. And I know Elliot Walden of Windstar and everyone's saying the right things right now. No, we're going to race him the rest of 18. And you know, we're going to point to the Travers or point to that. That you don't want to get interviewed in the wake of winning the Triple Crown and hand somebody a dirty diaper and go, oh, hell no, we're not racing, we're retiring him. That's tacky. But I would have no problem if they didn't, because this is the reality of the situation now. I mean, the money that's involved with horses like Justify is remarkable. And it's no different than, and again, oh boy, I'm gonna sound like Stoney here. It's no different than tremendous athletes. You know, you can die on the field of play. You can end your career on the field of play, right? I mean, we just saw it with Ryan Chazier. It is no different for a horse. So there's a lot to risk. But you watch the Triple Crown, you kind of wonder, geez, I wonder what that horse is worth in upwards of $85 million now, before he ever produces anything. The people that bought him are Coolmore Stud out of Ireland. It's probably one of the great breeding operations in the world. They've got all the money in the world. But remember, they're taking the long play here that not only can they charge $200,000 to start, that he will become an accomplished sire and they'll be able to charge $250,000, $300,000, perhaps a little bit higher than that. I mean, you want to talk about high stakes gambling, high stakes poker? You're looking at it. So I just thought it was interesting. But if you want to check it out, the New York Times had the piece. And look, it gives you a real look into the real business of horse racing. And it ain't got nothing to do with racing at the track. I'll tell you that much. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.